that Ksav Rav Yehuda Yehuda holds kol shu min b'minoi v'dover achar. Anything you have in this teruvos min b'minoi, taki you have shemen and shemen, but you also have something else there. You have flour here. See, so also the chumri you say salik es minoi. When this oil goes into the other mincha, take out the oil from that mincha. Chini shemen as if it's not here. V'shein minoi. Therefore, what is it going into? Flour then. And v'shein minoi rabbel over mavatloi. We look as if it's only flour, the rest of the mincha, and the shemen of the kemitzah going into the flour becomes bottled there. So that's why we say it's bottled, not because it's min b'min, and it's not min b'min, it's not bottled according to Rav Yehuda. The reason why it's bottled over here is because it says salak. We look as if the min or the shemen is out of here. What's left over is only the flour, and the flour is made in the min of the shemen, therefore it becomes bottled. Itma, we learn like this. Koimetz de minchas choyte. You have, let's say, the kemitza from the minchas choyta that has no shemen in it. Shesham noy debediyevu, they put shemen into it. After you made the kemitza, now they put some oil on it. So what's the locha? Reb Yechonam apostle, the minchas apostle. Veshlaka shama hu atzmai meshach shechoy bishirei halug. No, Veshlaka says anywhere the kemitza, you'll have to rub it with the leftover oil from the lug. Omalayu, and you'll have to put it on the kabi mizbeach. In other words, there is a lot of even like a tchili says Rashi Kolema, tchilas mitzvah sheish hashvenu l'kaimis b'shira mincha echad min halugin, that after you make the kemitza you're supposed to like rub it against the lug, let some shemen come inside it. So if you put shemen into the kemitza, avad does not become a posel. So Mori asked the question, I will see if the posel says lo yosem aleh shemen, she's not putting any shemen. Well, you eat in a lel of rain, you should not put any lavoiner on it. So how could you say here it's still kosher with some shemen? So Marja says, Ahu, shlo yikvalo a shemen kechaverta, just means you shouldn't have a lot of shemen there. You shouldn't have shemen on a minchas chayto like other mendoches. But avad, a little bit shemen, is still kosher. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon lo shlokish. Rabbi Yechon has the kasher to Rashlokish. That you, Rashlokish, say it's still kosher with a little bit shemen. So he has a question like this. It says, Chorev, let's say you have a kemitza from a mincha that's chorif, a mincha chayt that has no shemen, gets mixed up with a mincha of a regular kemitza from a regular mincha that has mixed up in its shemen also. There's another lach as yakrif, it can be makrivot to them, it's okay. And Rashi says, the early name of Atlan Zezed, Rabban and Shita is, that since they're both burnt, they're both kemitzas, even though one has shemen, one doesn't have shemen, so what? It's not bottles, zeb zeb. Oilin is not mavatul zezer, therefore it's yakrif. Rav Yehuda amar lo yakrif, no, you cannot burn it. Rashi says, v'afilu rabbanu lo yamar yakrif el mishum, the oilin ain't mavatul zezer. For they could easily, amicha the dover, shadin alay, al the nopol shemen b'kaimitz the chayta, afilu rabbanu lo yakrif. That you only put the shemen on the michas the dover, but we did not include it in the minchas chayta. As if to say, if any shemen at all goes in the minchas chayta, it becomes Sula. Now, my love isn't the case talking about Koimetz de Minchas Choyto, the Yara of a Koimetz de Minchas Nadova, that the Kemitza of a Minchas Choyto got mixed up with the Kemitza from a regular Nadova that has Shema mixed into it. So still you see, it does not become Puzzle. So the question is, like Rashi explains, now Mashma, when two Kemitzas got mixed up, the only reason why it's Kosher is because they're born and say it's not bottle. And we put the shemen back to the minchas on the dover. As if they said there's no shemen at all on the minchas choyta. Because if there would be some shemen, there would be posel. So go to Kash and Rosh Lakish. So Mara says, no, he was talking about the minchas on the dover. Mara says, loy, the minchas porim v'yelim, the minchas kvasim. That's what we're talking about. So the mincha of porim v'yelim, they got mixed up with the mincha of kvasim. So Rashi says, here the case is that one has a lot of shemen, one has a little bit, Rashi says, that minchas nesachim shaporm ve'elem chereiv l'gavi minchas nesachim. Kevis, the kevis, there you have shloisha lugin, lisarin. So that has three, and this only has one, or this has two, that's the chiddush. So Mora says no. For a bed, you could turn on there, it says later clearly, that minchas porm ve'elem b'minchas kvosim, v'chorosh nesav bol is another case. That a chorev, a minchas chorev, got mixed up with a bolol, a yakrev, and if you do, I'm a lo yakrev. So chorev is mashma, is not going back to the first case of minchas porim, but rather is going back to Minchas Chayta. So again, it's mashma. The only reason why it's kosher is because that shemen remains with the Minchas Nedava. It does not become bottled to the Minchas Chareva. But mashma, if the shemen will come into the Minchas Chareva, it will be possible. Samara says, no, this is not a kash. I'll tell you, Prushikim before Shlah. Henechanami, we're not talking about a Minchas Chayta. We're only talking about the difference between the Minchas Porim Velim against the Minchas Nesachim. The Minchas Nesachim has three lugim, and this has two lugim. So there we say that this not bottle, you're not missing any shear, but otherwise, there'll be a problem. Benechnami, and the Minchas Chayta, though, even though some Shemin comes in, there'll be no problem. But over here, it's a problem because each one has its own shear, exactly how much Shemin you need. So if it become bottle, it'll be losing its shear. That's why it'll be possible. Boy, Rav asked a question like this. Kemeitz shemitza shamnoi agab yetzim. Let's say you have this kemitza. You made a kosher kemitza. Now you squeezed out the oil that went on top of yetzim. Ma, what's the locha? It's lechura, you're burning the shemen by itself. And then the kemitza, so maybe it's still like the kemitza's chosar. It should be possible. So what's the shayla? Chiburi eulen kremel dami aloikel olav kremel dami. At the maisa, since you're burning it now, maybe that's called the chibur. Like when you burn it, the shemen goes on the wood, and then you're going to put the kemitzah on the wood. But since like it's both being burned together, maybe that's still like it's still one kemitzah. So Amalei Ravin L'Ravashi. If so, Lav Hainu isn't this, to Rabbi Yechon Rav Shlokish, who does the machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rav Shlokish? Yitmer learned like this. Hamala Eva Shein Boi Kezayis. You want to burn a piece of meat that doesn't have a kezayis. And the Yetzah Mashtim L'Kezayis is with the bone in it, now you have a kezayis, and you do this Pachutz. So Shala Yechayif Alois Chutzanat. Yevyechon Lo Mechayif, yes. And if it starts together to make a Shia of a kezayis, it's called Akhtorah Bachutz. Veshlag Hashem HaPoto. No, you didn't do a Shia of a kezayis. It's not called Akhtorah HaPoto. Yevyechon Lo Mechayif, why Chibur, Yevon Krenon Domi. And since the meat now is attached to the bone and they're both oilin, therefore it's still like you have a kezayis here. So you see, it's this called oilin. Veshlag Hashem HaPoto, it's not called Yemen Akhtorah Bachutz. Chibur, Yevon Lav, it's not considered Krenon Domi. Samar says, if so, that's not machlokish yevichon reshlokish. Whether something's mechuba being burnt, is a cold coup like one or not? Samar says, no, here it's much different. I'll tell you, this shayla here, when you first burn the shem and then the flour, the kmitzah, tiboyle reb yechonon, but tiboyle reshlokish. We ask the question according to both of them. Both according to reshlokish and according to reb yechonon. And it's like this. Tiboyle, you can ask the question according to reb yechonon. Maybe, ad kan lo kam reb yechonon hosemelo, be eitzim to mina de bosseru. When does he say that it's oilin? Because only over there, when you have the meat and the bones, it's one min. Therefore, it's a chibur. It's called like one. Aval hide love the mina de kaimetsu loy. But maybe over here, the oil, like in the flour, are two different things. It's not the same min. They weren't like created together. So maybe you don't say it's oilin dummy. I do it maybe like this. I feel rush lockish. That eitzim really is something you could separate. And vi porish, lav mitzvah ladure. If the bone would separate from the meat, there would be no mitzvah to put the bone back to burn it anymore. Because the ikra din, the bones have no din to have a ktar on them. Or the cold man is attached to the meat, you do it. Avol shemen over here, the shemen is part of the mincha, the lav ba meforishu, you cannot take it out. Because if it does come out, you have to put it back in again. So, loy, maybe here, even a shlokas should be made, it would be called a chibur. Or dilma, maybe no loy, maybe no gefart, since you're burning them separately, it's not called a good kemitza, it's called a kemitza shechotar. So, teiku, here it's a good shiloh, where this is called a chibur, both according to Rabbi Yechanan and according to Rosh Lakish. Now, the Mishnah says, what's going to be shtei menochas? If you have two menochas, shle nikmitzu, that you did not take off the kemitza yet from these menochas. The Nisar Vazubzu and the two Menachas now got mixed up together. Whereas they fell together now into one Kli, one on the side of the other. So Lochri is Im Yochol Likmeitz Mizu Bifnei Atzmo, or Mizu Bifnei Atzmo. In other words, if they're not mixed up completely, they're a little bit separate. So you can make a Kemitza from one Mincha, and you could also take out a Kemitza on the other side from the other Mincha, even though, let's say, in the middle they are mixed up together, still Ksheiros, Lameis, the two Menachas are Ksheiros. Since you could take a complete mincha from each one separately. But the yim lav, let's say it's mixed up altogether, that you cannot take out separately a kemitza from each one, then psula. And we'll see there's a pasuk, because the pasuk says, like, Mekomatz Misham Olay Komtzoy, so the Darshan has to be from this Mincha by itself. We can't have a Terubis of another Mincha. Therefore, the Mice says Psula. Now, what's going to be the Mishnah says, Ha Koimates, Shenis Orev Be Mincha Ashla Nikmetzoh. Let's see, it took off a Kemitza from one Mincha, and now the Kemitza got mixed up into another Mincha, and the other Mincha did not take the Kemitza at all. So Lachriz Lo Yakta, you're not allowed to burn this Mincha now. He can't burn this terubis because the mitzvah haktor is only on the kemitz vavad. On the other one, you're not allowed to burn. Like the other mincha, you didn't make a kemitz yet, therefore you're not allowed to burn it right now. So the chetchilu is lo yakter. Let's say b'diavad v'nhikter. Let's say the kohen did burn the whole thing together. So then the lochri is zushenik mitzvah also labailim, that the mincha that already had its kemitz taken off, and now the ma'isa that kemitz is burnt. So the bailim is mekayim mitzchayiv. But Vizu, the other mincha, Shlonik mitzvah, that kmitz was not taken off at all yet, but Yosel Labailim, does that help for the Bailim, they're not Mekayim Vechayiv? It was a mincha burnt, but there was no kmitz done to it, it's Yosel Labailim. What's going to be Nisorev Kumtza Bishireho? Let's say after you made a kmitz, you took out kmitz from the mincha, now it fell back into its own mincha, it fell back into the shrine, and it got mixed up. And the locher is that the shirayim, the leftover part, you're not allowed to burn. You're allowed to burn it. Instead, you're supposed to eat it. Only the kemitz is supposed to burn. And now it fell back into the shirayim, so what do we do? Or else, oy bishi yoreh shachaverto. Or else the kemitz from this mincha fell into another mincha, into the shirayim of the other mincha. Also, the other mincha had its kemitz taken off. And let's say that one you burnt, kidinoi. But now this kemitz fell into that shirayim. So locher in both these two cases is lo yakter. There's a lav now not to burn it. You're not allowed to burn the shirayim. But again, the inhikter also the bailam. But the yevet, if the kohen made aktor here, the ma'isa the bailam would be mekayim his mitzvah, because the ma'isa there was the kemitza done to it, and now the ma'isa the kemitza's on the mizbech is being burnt. So, but the yevet, you'd be mekayim, you'd be yotza yochayv. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda says, Nevela b'teila b'shchuta. The piece of meat that's a nevela. Let's say there's no shechita done on that meat. It's an animal that died. So the meat is a nevela. It's also to eat it. It got mixed up now with two other pieces that had a shechita done. So the other two pieces are muta. So lochri is nevela, betela, b'shchut. Yes, it becomes bottle. And now the mice, you'll let eat them. Rashi says, im yesh techa tichas shchuta v'yachas nevela, and v'yen yudua ezehu. We don't know which one is which. So bottle ben. Shim noga biyachas vechatichas ena tumeya demur neshchiti was fegei to his hilchas tuma who had in the chus tegei if you could eat them. That the mice says potato, and therefore you're allowed to eat all three, or if you touch any one of them you're not tomei. And the reason is why sheyev shalishchuta shatiyos nevela, because it's not possible anymore for the animal that had a shchita done to it to become asa. Once after was chal, it can't become asa. So Rashi says therefore bevelay min b'sheni minoi. It remains like the nevela is an enoi minor of the shchuta, because the shchuta can never become like a nevela. And therefore, botla divriya kol, he holds according to everybody, even according to Yudhi Shita, that holds min b'min, is not botol, but over here he holds it is botol. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Here again, so Chizda just happened to say that nevela b'teila b'shchuta, that a piece of nevela, if it falls into two other pieces that would have a shchuta, it becomes bottom. And that was the reason sheyev shel shchuta shetiyos nevela, because the shchuta cannot change over anymore to become asa. But the opposite way around, no. But a shchuta, the piece of meat that's geshochten, ein a betela v'nevela, if it falls in to two pieces of meat that are nevelas, it does not become like a nevela. The shchuta does not become tummy-like. Why? Sheyev shel nevela shetiyos a shchuta. Because the animal that's a nevela, that piece of meat could become like a shchuta, meaning it could become muta. What does that mean to say? To lechimisrucho porchu tumasai. Because once the nevela becomes sarcha, becomes not edible anymore, becomes so rotten already, then the isra tumah goes off, and then the isra achila goes off it. And since this piece of meat is shaykh for the isrim to go off it, therefore it's considered like min deminoi with the shchuta. And therefore, by Chizda holds that shchut is not bottle with the nevela, and it remains like min b'minoi. Therefore, it's not bottle. And therefore, according to Chizda, when this piece of meat has geshruta, it does not have any tumor on it, and it falls into two pieces of meat in a vela, so true, it does not become mutter b'achila, like even though it's not boto, but still you don't know which one is mutter, but our kopon, the din is that you're not vade tummy either. If you touch one of them now, it's only a suffix if you tummy, because maybe you're touching the boso that's a shruta, and that has no tumor to it. So even though two of them are tummy, but one is not, says no din bitla if the shruta falls into an avela, it does not become bottle. Now, that's from Chizda Svara. V'Rebbe Chaninu Amano Kol She'ef Shaloi Lias Kamo Eni Bottle V'Kol She'ef Shaloi Lias Kamo Bottle. So Rashi explains that Chaninu argues and says you go bossa the bottle itself, you go bossa the meat. I mean to say the meat, the one that's falling in right now, that Kol She'ef Shaloi Lias Kamo, let's say the nevela falls into the shruta, that the nevela now, the meat could become like the rive. In other words, the nevela could become mutter when it's nisrach. Then the locher is that said like min b'minoy, and therefore in a bottle does not become bottle. But the kol she'ef should alias kamo, if a shruta, piece of meat of a shruta, that's the meat that falls now into the rive of nevelas, that the shruta cannot become like the nevelas, then bottle. And we'll soon see that Rabbi Chanina goes boss of the bottle, boss of the meat that falls in, and Rabbi Chizda goes boss of the ruba, boss of the mavato. So Mora says, let's see both of them now. Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Chanina, Ali b'deman, according to which shita do they go in? E Ali b'derabbon and Amri, they say, Oilu nudle, mavatle, yadodi. Abu min b'mine bottle, according to the Rabbon and shita, it's only a special akalocha in Oilun. What goes on top of the mizbeach, then have bottle. But otherwise, even min b'mina is bottle. So if Rashi says, look, bein nevela b'shchuta, b'shchuta and nevela should be b'telen, both words should be bottle, shouldn't be in an afkemino. And I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. If we go now according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chizda and Rabbi Chanina, v'ho Rabbi